Liz Knutson with us from Pioneer. Liz, tell me your title, first of all.
Soybean Marketing Leader for Pioneer.
We've got some exciting news. I think a lot of the Pioneer growers and the agencies have been waiting for this announcement, and today's the day. Tell us about this new series of soybeans from Pioneer.
You are exactly right. Today is the day. So while we've been really excited and proud of the performance we've seen out of Pioneer A-Series soybeans, today we move from A to Z, and we launch Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. So what you know and love about A, we're going to bring even more. So that'll be more yield, more agronomics, and as well as more exclusive varieties that we've come to expect from Pioneer Beans.
How does it differ from the A series?
So you'll hear a lot more about this when we get into Commodity Classic. We're still wading our way through some of the yield data and agronomics, but as I mentioned, we're just stepping up performance across the board. So I'll use agronomics as an example. We're bringing even more Peking varieties forward in some maturity groups that we've not seen Peking varieties in before. And then that yield data, we'll release it as we get into the first of the year, but really exciting stuff that soybean farmers should definitely be taking notice.
One of the strengths, I think, is local breeding and the work that we've got done in our own backyard. How important is that? Is that being seen with the Z series?
Absolutely. Pioneer prides ourselves on the connection we have to our local communities that our farmers live and work in. If we didn't have our breeding stations based out in, you know, the Fargo-Moorhead area, we wouldn't know what the problems North Dakota and South Dakota soybean farmers and Red River Valley soybean farmers faced. So we've actually been partnering with our breeders as we launch this new Z series. So at Commodity Classic, you'll see some of them live with us talking about how they thought about challenges farmers faced and how that influenced the work they did bringing Z-Series to market.
So for 24, will it be a mix of A-Series and Z-Series that'll be in the ground?
That's correct. So North and South Dakota will have a nice drag of Z-Series, so I'd encourage all farmers to reach out to their Pioneer sales reps and see if they can get their hands on some. But we will see more of that commercial volume come in 2025. It's just a limited release in 24, so get it while you can, and then in 25, lots more opportunity to experience it on your farm.
Is there anything from an agronomic standpoint that these growers should really have top of mind going into the new year?
Yeah, I think as you look at 2024, we almost have to look back to 2022 and think about what challenges did we experience in our soybean fields before we rotated to corn. And so whatever we were facing in 22, whether that was soybean cyst nematode pressure, IDC, white mold for a lot of growers back where I was in Wisconsin, we have to think about those issues that we'd forgotten about for a year. So thinking through what challenges we faced in 22 and then bringing those forward in our varietal choices for 24.
Liz Knutson with us from Pioneer as we come to you from Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention.